We haven't done a show together in a while.
It's been a while.
It has been.
You're listening to JD and Tammy Rucker as we deliver the NOQ report, or as we like to call it, the NOQ report. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and enjoy.
So it appears the deep state may be trying to stifle us. No, I'm just teasing. I'm not. Maybe. We'll see. Yes, apologies. This is take two of this Monday, Tuesday evening's show. The first one just stopped. Inexplicably, right when I was getting some of the good stuff. So I'm not going to repeat it all. I'll just go straight into it. Thank you all for joining this episode of the NOQ Report, the NOQ Report. You can find more information over at noqreport.com. So today, Pennsylvania ruling. Hello, Chris from the Witch City. Don't know where that is. Scary. So Supreme Court today ruled against the Pennsylvania petition to file an injunction against the Pennsylvania, the state of Pennsylvania, and the election results. So this has been a very, you know, contentious issue all day. Yeah, first it seemed like there was a lot of hope that wow, you know, this is going to actually come through, this is going to work. And then there were others that were saying, no, of course not. We will talk thoroughly about that, but I want to be very clear, as you know, those who have watched these videos before, I have said from the beginning, for over a week now, that I was disappointed that the Pennsylvania ruling was the one that was going to come first from the Supreme Court. I did not think that it would win. I did not think that it would be approved. I was actually a little surprised that it was even docketed as it was, but it was. And so a lot of people had hope. I have said on previous shows that I had hoped for a stronger case. This is a case that essentially I didn't think had much of a chance. The state Supreme Court ruled against it because of timing for the most part. They said, look, if there may be merits to this case, and a lot of people admit there are merits. I thought there were merits to the case itself, which claimed that it was against the Constitution to forward Act 77, which changed the way that voting was done. This needed to be done in order to change the Constitution. It needed to be an to the Pennsylvania Constitution, and it was not. So there were merits. But I also said, look, same, just like these state Supreme Court said, you've had months. And they were correct. And that's why I thought that the Supreme Court, which is what happened now, with that, you know, some people have told me, oh, you know, you can't charge somebody with assault. But so they had to wait until the election. That's not the case. The case they were making was one that it was unconstitutional from the beginning before you filed. They could have filed this exact same petition. They probably would have won because, again, it does have merits, but they did not. Now, with that said, there seems to be a very good chance. It started off as a conspiracy theory. The more I've read, the more I've looked into it, the more I realize, it may actually be a very good thing for President Trump and for his reelection hopes, because a stronger case today that the state of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a suit for states, including Pennsylvania. And this suit basically contends the same premise that the Pennsylvania suit pushed forward, that basically, you know, you cannot just arbitrarily change state constitution, state guidelines without appropriate approval. For example, in the case of Pennsylvania, it needed to be a constitutional amendment voted upon by the people, but it wasn't. Is it possible that by that that's Justice Samuel Alito, who also took it to the rest of the court, their decision is one that allows for and sets up the Texas case, which has already been there's already been indications that Louisiana, Alabama, and potentially other states will join in on the suit. Are they setting it up for that? Is that possible? Absolutely. I think it is possible. And the reason why, you know, normally I don't buy into that kind of stuff. It's like, oh, no, guys, really, it's this is good news. I'm not one of those guys that, that sits there and says, oh, no, no, spin it. Okay, it's not really bad news. It's actually good news, and here's why. Okay, but the thing that gets me most intrigued about this is the fact that there was no statement. They just said no. Now, the Supreme Court does not act unilaterally without explaining itself. It always does. They love to be verbose. They love to write up dozens, hundreds of pages worth of reasoning for their rulings. In this case, they just said flat out no. The only time that they normally do this is if they believe that there is a future case pending and they don't want to prejudice it with statements on previous rulings, especially weaker cases such as the Pennsylvania case. The fact that they didn't say anything at all does, to me, portend a very positive and potentially good thing for the Texas case. But we will see. But that's not really what I'm most concerned about. The reason that I didn't want this to be the first case, the Pennsylvania case, was because of its effect on Trump supporters. The psyches are already very low right now. And conversely, those who support Biden, their emotional state following this ruling is very high. I'm not crazy about, you know, the roller coaster, the emotional roller coaster that we're going through, which is why, again, on multiple shows in the past, I've said I really don't like this case being the first one that gets ruled on. It would be better for the dominoes to just start falling and to fall in a nice, orderly fashion and for us to get to the end with the courts rightfully offering a pathway through which President Trump can and should win. He deserves to win. He got more votes. I know. Oh, I know. This is where the trolls will come up and say, oh, no, 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 no. Disregard all of the evidence. Disregard the clear use of dead people as voters. Disregard all of the everything that we heard about Dominion voting systems. Disregard it all. Disregard the over 1,000 sworn affidavits, people who have nothing to gain, who are detailing under penalty of the law if they are lying. Disregard them all. This is what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that a man, an old, straight, Caucasian, rich man, is much, millions of votes more popular than President Obama was. And they also want you to believe that despite underperforming in most states, he happened to overperform in these swing states and only at the last minute. So this is where we get to the trolls, such as Elenchus Speaks. Again, anonymous, unless Speaks happens to be your last name, which is, if that's the case, I'm sorry. Again, people will say, what evidence, what evidence, what evidence? They haven't seen the evidence. They haven't read the affidavits. They probably buy into the notion that the Georgia video, which showed undeniable voter fraud taking place before our eyes, undeniable, unambiguous, very clear, very blatant. They're probably going to the fact checkers that will, you know, engage with them in confirmation bias and say, oh, no, no, it wasn't, you know, this wasn't really voter fraud and there was nothing wrong here. The people weren't told to go home, even though they were all claimed they were told to go home. No, it was just a misunderstanding. They were said, hey, you guys can go home if you want. You know, it's up to you. We're not telling you to go home. We're not saying that we're I know that you guys have been here all day and that your job is to report on us counting the ballots, to watch us count the ballots. You know, whether you're press, whether you're an observer, I know that's why you're here, but really, You know, we're going to continue to count for another 2 hours. You guys go ahead and go home and don't come back till 8:30. That's what they want you to believe, because you know, they believe it. They think that that's all legit. One of the most important things that they can do, and by they, I'm not just talking about mainstream media, big tech, those that are controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, Eric Swalwell, you know, Democratic Party in general, they need you to not just lose faith, but more importantly, to lose hope. The faith aspect is the part that allows us to have the hope. I'm very hopeful, and I do believe that President Trump is going to win. I still put it, you know, I bounce back and forth between 85 and 90%. I'm back up to 90%, especially after the Texas filing. It does seem to have legs. I mean, it really does. So what is it about this case that concerned me? We as Americans, we as patriots, that here in 2020, we ebb and flow, or a lot of us do. I don't. I try to stay as steady as possible, but a lot of people will ebb and flow. They'll be like, oh, it's good. Oh, it's bad. Oh, you know, I keep picturing people, the 1986 movie Aliens with the late Bill Paxton, you know, after their air transport crashes, game over, man, game over. I hear a lot of patriots doing that, and I don't want that to happen, but I'm not going to try to give you hope. I'm done with that, because it really does come down to faith. We know if you are faithful, if you've read your Bible, if you understand, then you know that God can do anything, and I believe that he can and will. I'm not saying that we're waiting for some deus ex machina to come and save us. I'm not saying that you know, oh, guys, don't worry, you know, sit back and do nothing. God's got it. We still have to act. We still have to push forward. That's our job. It's our role in this. But this does come down to faith, that whatever pathway it takes to get there, if it is the will of God for President Trump to win, then he will win. If it's not, then he won't. That's just all there is to it. Not trying to I'm trying to attack the nihilists and those who seem to be essentially just listening to what they're saying. We get trolls all the time. It's conspicuous that they do have apparently all the time in the world to come in here, and for something that they feel is such a lost cause. They think that we're a lost cause. They think that our hope and our faith are meaningless, pointless. And yet, what does it say about them to come here and spend their time in their apparently non-essential lives? Yeah, I don't know, maybe they're just on lockdown and they have nothing better to do. There's nothing they can do in this world that could benefit it. There's nothing they can do to pass their time other than come in here and troll us. I'm flattered, okay? Thank you. Thank you for expressing yourselves here, and thank you for listening. Because whether you agree or not, hopefully you will learn something every time you listen to the Knock Report. Oh, let's see. Speaking of trolls, let's see if there's what they're saying lately. What you're giving is not debate. It's denying what's in your face, as if the conversation should not move on without your stumbling points. Okay. Again, Robin Wills. That's great. Then don't debate. I mean, what's your point? Everyone who disagrees is not a troll. Agreed. I've had some very good conversations with people who aren't trolls, people who ask legitimate questions, people who make valid points. Let's see. We've got, who is this? Nedra Lenoa Smith Sanders. Great name. I like that name. And it's an actual name. Much better than some of these people that just refuse to put their name out there. See, well, I trust the process, and I know he will be our president. Very good. Robin Will said, I'm not talking to you. Okay, I apologize. I was talking to Speaks. My bad. Again, we get this flood of chats comes in. It's YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Periscope. It all comes in at once. So you guys might only see, you know, a short line of conversation. I get to see all of it happening in real time. So if I misconstrue Mr. Wills, Mrs. Wills, Robin is a name that can go either way. Robin, I apologize. I should not have called you out for trolling if you weren't. What exactly is the probability that Trump will be inaugurated on January 20th? So I put it, again, I've been bouncing back and forth between 85 and 90%. The reason being, you know, people say, well, but, you know, there's not much time. Number one, there's plenty of time. Okay, as we had with our guest yesterday, you know, we do have approximately a little bit less than a month before we get into real crunch time. People say, well, you know, you've got until the 8th, which is today, that's Safe Harbor Day. That's arbitrary. It's just part of Code 3. You have until the 14th. That's when the electors vote. Great. Supreme Court still has supremacy over that. Our real drop dead deadline is January 20th. Now, would I like for it to happen before then? Yes. Does it need to preferably happen before the January 5th election in Georgia? Absolutely. Absolutely. If it's going to happen, it needs to happen on or before that day. But we are just now approaching the time when Al Gore conceded. So people are saying, oh, you know, it's over, or it's been over for a long time. Guys, go back to CNN or MSNBC or Fox News or wherever you're getting your information. This is not the case. Okay. The only deadline that really, I guess, eliminates Supreme Court from being able to step in is January 20th. Okay. Now, people will ask, if it's not the timing issue, they'll say, okay, so then why are you so confident? Because I have looked at the evidence. People will say, but you know, there have already been plenty of judges. I like the new number they're saying is there have been 41 times that Trump has been shot down. That's inaccurate. Okay. That includes every lawsuit, even before the election. And the Trump team has only filed 4. If you throw in Sidney Powell's 3, Lynn Wood's 3, you know, you still only have had one technically fully shot down. The rest of them are working their way through the court system. We do anticipate and we expect them to be hit by the district judges and likely hit by the appellate judges. Okay. That's just, it doesn't behoove them to rule in favor of the Trump campaign. It has nothing to do with left or right. Sometimes it does, the leftist judges won't. But even a quote unquote conservative, or as I like to call them, originalist judge, will not want to rule, knowing that it is still going to be appealed and it's going to work its way up. It's better to just say, dismiss, 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 get it out of my court as quickly as possible. Let it move up the process. The only one that matters, the only decision that matters in any of these is the Supreme Court's decision. When the Supreme Court rules, then we'll know. Okay. They ruled today on that one. But again, under very odd circumstances, they did not explain why. They did not. There were amicus briefs filed by people like Roy Moore. Okay, Judge Roy Moore has stepped in and filed an amicus brief. I think he should have waited until the Texas case, but so be it. Is this Texas case the one? Maybe, maybe not. I don't think it is. But again, it's not in our hands. The thing when it comes to hope and faith, there is a difference. And I have been pushing for Trump supporters to be hopeful. I think that that's maybe incorrect. I think we need to be faithful. And when we look at Bible stories, and I've covered this in the past, but briefly, when we look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, okay, Daniel's friends, Daniel's brethren from Jerusalem who were taken to Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar, okay, the three of them were told to bow before the idol. They did not say, we're not going to bow and God's going to save us. Don't worry. Okay, they said, look, our God, if he wants to save us from your hands, he can. And if he chooses not to and we die in the fiery furnace, so be it. Either way, we're going to win. So, but we're not going to bow down. And that's kind of the attitude we need to take. I'm not saying get ready to jump into the fiery furnace, but we can't start saying that God has control over this and therefore Trump's going to be president. That's not how it works, folks. Okay, God does have control. But we don't know what his plans are. And we would be presumptuous to believe that because we think Trump is the better choice, that God thinks that he's the better choice. Only God knows the beginning from the end. He's the only one that knows. And maybe his plan does include a Joe Biden presidency. Maybe that's what it takes to start a Trump News Network. And then that will expose everything. There's all sorts of potential things that we have no idea. We have no idea about. We don't know what the future holds. We do know that whatever God's will is, that's what's going to happen. And we also know that if you read all the way through to the end of the book, that it all ends very nicely for the believers. So keep that in mind. But I think the reason that I'm less focused on hope and more focused on faith is it does come down to the story of Gideon. I know a lot of you aren't familiar with it. I'm not going to bore you with the long details, but basically it went like this. In the book of Judges, chapter 6 through 8, Gideon, a man of God, was a warrior of God, I should say, was told, okay, go take out the Midianites. Okay, gather the men of Israel. Let's go take out the Midianites. So he made a call, and about 32,000 men came, and God's like, it's too many. If we go and win with this, even though they have hundreds of thousands of Midianites, maybe a million Midianites, they got a ton more than us. Still, 32,000 is a lot. You know, people might think, maybe it was just good strategy or stronger men or whatever. So let's go ahead and send them home. Send home anybody who doesn't want to be here. So 22,000 of them left. So they're down to 10,000 men. And God's like, that's still too many. So let's whittle it down even further. And he does something what we consider to be very odd. He said, take them down the lake or take them down the river, have them drink. Okay. If they drink with their hands and cup their hands and drink like normal humans, then, put them on one side. And if they put their face to the water and lap it up like a dog, put them over here. Well, about 300 men lapped it up like a dog. And God said, okay, there you go. The dog like drinkers, that's your army. Okay. 300 men versus hundreds of thousands of Midianites. The reason that God did this was because he wanted it to be crystal clear that it wasn't Gideon, it wasn't the men, it wasn't strategy, it wasn't random chance, it wasn't good luck, it wasn't better swords. It was God that delivered them. We may be facing that now because as we start to lose hope, and I'm not losing hope, but as many of you lose hope, it's okay as long as you maintain your faith. Whatever happens is what was supposed to happen. Now, again, I'm still at 90%, folks, and I'll get to why here in a minute, but I'm still at 90% that it's going to be President Trump in the end. But if you're losing hope, that's fine. Just don't lose faith. Keep praying. Keep praying for America. Pray for the world. Pray for your family. Pray blessings to God. Just keep praying about it. We'll get to a few more trolls before I explain why I am at 90%. It's just basic math. Bo Elsa. I think Bo's been here before. I have a repeat troll. This is awesome. I think I deserve better trolls. It's just basic math. Trump lost. It's really simple. God's not involved. Okay. We'll just leave it at that. I don't even need to reply to that one. Let's see. Sounds like stoic fate, not faith. You could say that. Okay. But again, I never said that, hey, throw your hands up and do nothing. I'm saying, based upon the Bible, that whatever, again, look at Daniel's friends. They never said, just as we should never say, God will deliver us. God will deliver us in this manner. All we know is that God will deliver us in the end, just as they did. They knew whether to get thrown into the fiery furnace or whether God saves them, that God delivers them from Nebuchadnezzar. No, definitely not stoicism here. God isn't a racist. Agreed. Let's see. Bo Elsa, repeat watcher. Thank you. That is the repeat troll. I do like that. But, I mean, yeah, keep coming. 90% love your positive position. Again, that's a good segue. LL comes out and says, 90% love your positive position. The reason being, folks, is that, again, I have read as many of the affidavits as possible. If you want to read more information, go to hereistheevidence.com. Hundreds of pieces of evidence, millions of votes, fraudulently cast for Joe Biden. Dominion, Smartmatic. We've seen voter fraud in the past, okay? I mean, this is one of those things where what was it? There's an episode of SpongeBob. I switched from the Bible to SpongeBob because I like stories. A few aliens in there as well. I think game over, man. So there's this episode of SpongeBob where Sandy's supposed to take on this big worm, and SpongeBob's like, no, you can't do it. She goes in and she grabs the worm. She's fighting it. And SpongeBob's like, that's not the worm. She looks up and that's actually the worm's tongue. And she's actually inside the mouth of the worm. That's what we're seeing as far as the scale of voter fraud. This is so far beyond anything we've seen in the past. All the voter fraud in the history of the United States combined doesn't come up to what we've seen in 2020. So why am I confident? Because we have the truth on our side. We have the facts on our side, thousands of affidavits. Again, these people, they get nothing from this. They risk everything. They risk everything. Video evidence, statistical anomalies that would shake everybody. The same people that say there's no evidence are the same people that were pushing Russia, Russia, Russia with zero evidence. But we know that they do lack that they have a cognitive dissonance in them that enables them to be able to see things within their bubble. And guys, I'm not saying that conservatives don't do this too. Both sides do it. Human nature. Okay. But there's been this real strong delusion in the left. And we saw it with Tara Reid. Okay. What Tara Reid presented as evidence that dates back decades. Her mother called Larry King to talk about the rape of her daughter by a senator. Confirmed that it was Tara Reid's mother. 20 years ago. This was not some random occurrence that just popped up. Okay. This was Tara Reid was sexually assaulted by Joe Biden. 99.9% certainty there. And where's the Me Too movement? The same people that were crying about Brett Kavanaugh with no corroboration, with witnesses saying, no, she's wrong. They embraced Christine Blasey Ford and they shunned Tara Reid with exponentially more corroboration and evidence. Why? Because Brett Kavanaugh is not in their tribe and Joe Biden is. So when they say, you know, the Russia collusion thing is absolutely real, but voter fraud is false, that's their inconsistency. That's their lie. That's their cognitive dissonance. And they will never be able to reconcile it in their own minds. They don't need to because they take everything. They compartmentalize. Okay. This is against Trump. So this is 100% correct. This is against Kavanaugh. So it's 100% correct. This is against Biden. I'm not even going to look at it. They compartmentalize. They put on the blinders. We can't. And we know, based upon the evidence, based upon the truth that we've seen, that there was voter fraud. It's clear. It's crystal clear. You'd have to, you know, either people are willfully ignoring it and making their judgments based upon a lack of information, or they're looking at the information and they're allowing their minds to spin it in a way that confirms their bias. Confirmation bias is powerful in everyone. But in this particular case, I would, as a Democrat, I would have to look at this and say, yeah, there was voter fraud. Okay. People say, where's the consistency? Look, in 2018, I was calling for investigations into what I believe was voter fraud in North Carolina. Supreme Court agreed with me. They didn't ask me, but they agreed with me. They said, yeah, there was voter fraud. They overturned it. That was against the Republicans. We have to be consistent. I didn't fight that one because it did seem like there was voter fraud. 600,000 votes, a penny compared to the dollars worth of votes that we're seeing stolen in this election. I don't want voter fraud, not by Republicans, not by Democrats, not by anyone. And I will fight it every time. And when I look at this evidence compared to other evidence that I've looked at in the past, this is miles above and beyond anything we've seen. This evidence is clear. There was voter fraud. If you don't think there was, if you say, where's the evidence? You are an idiot. Okay, you're blind. You probably still believe in Russian collusion. You probably still believe that Hunter Biden is not owned by the Chinese Communist Party. I feel sorry for you. I do. I really do. Let's go to the trolls. See what the trolls are saying. Okay. Ken Tinkin says confirmation bias. You're guilty of it as you speak. Okay, good. If you say so. What evidence? Describe it. Again, go to heresTheEvidence.com. Read through. I'm not going to sit here and explain to you the parts of the Georgia video where you can clearly see a pile of votes that was taken, put into a machine, ran through the machine, taken from the machine, put back in the machine, ran through the machine again, taken from the machine four times, run through this machine, the same exact votes, piles of votes in video. Video evidence. Video evidence. But then you'll say, well, yeah, but where's the evidence? Use your brains, use your eyes, use your ears, okay? And don't use those things by going to CNN or Fox News or New York Times or fact checkers, okay? Look at the actual evidence. Read the affidavits. I'm not going to read them for you. I already have, but I didn't read them for you. I read them for me. Okay. Wow, this is going pretty, I can't even keep up with them. Republican state, SO state, I don't even know what that means. Oh gosh, it's going too fast. Why is that evidence not sufficient for the courts? Okay, so that's a valid question from MJ8988. So we covered this briefly, but I'll cover it again. So two things have to be proven. Number one, that voter fraud occurred, which is easy. Number two, that sufficient enough voter fraud occurred that warrants an overturning of the election. Now, we use the phrase overturn the election. That's actually a multi-headed hydra. There are all sorts of possible ways that the election can be quote unquote overturned. Okay, the electors can be selected by the legislators instead of by the election board. You could have the particular batches of votes, have them nullified, especially if it can be demonstrated that voter fraud on a massive scale happened, especially if it can be done via, technology, such as the forensic evidence being used right now or gathered right now up in Michigan. There's lots of ways for it to be, quote unquote, overturned. And even then, it manifests in different ways. Whether that means sending contested electors, in other words, two sets of electors, one for Republicans, one for Democrats, which would essentially nullify both. Sending the right electors, in this case, would be the Republican electors that should have been sent, based upon the righteous vote, not the manipulated vote counts. Or they could choose to send no electors, which is possible. It's not the best case scenario. You could also send electors and have them abstain. Okay, in that case, you keep the denominator the same. The Constitution stipulates that you have to have half the electors. So right now that's 270 because there's 538 electors that are granted. But if a state doesn't send electors, then the denominator changes. Let's say Pennsylvania doesn't send it, so there's only 518 electors, in which case the winner would only need 260. But again, lots of possibilities there. Back to the question, why haven't the courts done this? It's because nobody wants to touch this with a 10-foot pole. Nobody wants to touch this. Okay, this is one of those things where it's a lose-lose. The only way that from a judge's perspective they can win is to dismiss as quickly as possible, get it out of their docket, move it on up, take it up to the appellate court, take it to the state Supreme Court, take it to the U.S. Supreme Court if necessary, but get it off my plate is essentially what they say, because they know that it's going to get appealed either way. If they rule in favor, it's going to get appealed. If they rule against, it's going to be appealed. Better to dismiss and move it on as quickly as possible. We have only seen one action so far from the Supreme Court, and that was today. That was in Pennsylvania, and that action was very ambiguous. Okay, yes, it was dismissed. I shouldn't say ambiguous is the wrong word. It was very, very conspicuously devoid of explanation. And again, going back to the original premise, this is why I think that there's a very good chance that this is being held for the Texas/Louisiana/Alabama, all of the various plaintiffs. Texas so far, Ken Paxton is the one plaintiff, but I'm assuming that number will grow in the coming days. If they being the Supreme Court, who already have this on the docket, if they view this as a case that could potentially have legs, they will. That is a reason why. I'm not saying it is the reason, but it is a reason, a potential reason why they wouldn't respond specifically and directly about their reasoning for dismissing the petition for injunction in Pennsylvania. Okay. They just don't want to prejudice future rulings based upon a ruling that they felt was not, or a case, I should say, that did not have as the same legs that a very, very similar case, such as the one in Texas, a very similar case could have. This one could have much wider implications, obviously, because it covers four states instead of one. We were looking at Pennsylvania as a potential domino. And again, for those who missed in the beginning, let's be clear. I've said for multiple shows now that I did not think the Pennsylvania case was going to fly. I was disappointed that it was the first case that was going to hit SCOTUS because I thought that it was going to get shot down. Yeah, and even then, I still believe we're at 90% sure that it's going to end up in the president's favor. Okay, no. So here's a good one. I'm not even going to try to pronounce. I'll try. Penault? Penault? Penoit? I don't know. I'm not French. Smith. So far every, I think four is what he meant. It's he or she. So for every loss has been called a blessing in disguise. For Trump, he's had a lot of blessings. Yeah, he's definitely had a lot of blessings, and I have never called any of his losses a blessing in disguise. Okay, so, okay, yes. Yeah, so far, every loss, I get it. So far, every loss has been called a blessing in disguise for Trump. He's had a lot of blessings. I'm assuming there that this is meant in sarcasm. And no, I don't think that every loss has been a blessing in disguise. I think there's been a whole bunch of things that have gone against him. Which is why, again, I refer away from hope and push more towards faith at this point. Have faith that whichever direction this goes, this is God's will. If this does come through at this point, if I'm going to make a prediction, if you want to put me on record as making a prediction, I predict things are going to get really bad. That is going to get to the point to where the vast majority of people, even Trump supporters, are going to think, man, this is over. And then miraculously, something's going to come and save President Trump's re-election, whether it's some damning video from I could definitely see there's one I hate getting into conspiracy theories, but there's a theory out there now, not a very popular one I should say, but a theory that I did read that the Chinese Communist Party's intention is to, they've accumulated plenty of dirt, which we have seen in the last couple of days, we've known for years. We've verified for several months, and we now have now that it made Tucker, it's real, right? Tucker last night, he showed the tape that I saw 3 days ago, but I should have reacted. But anyway, we know that the Chinese Communist Party has dirt on a lot of people, a lot of powerful people. And the contention is that part of that dirt does include essentially a desire to try to pull the election. Now, if they feel that Joe's not going to be the guy they think he is, and there's already signs that may be the case, then they could reveal a lot and send the country into turmoil. It's possible. Not likely. I'm not saying that's my stance. I'm just saying I've heard it. Bo Elsa, come on, you don't believe that? No, I don't. But it's, yeah, I mean, it's a possibility. You got to throw it out there. Let's see, money. There's lots of weird chats. This is one of those chat days where I think a lot of people are replying to each other, so I can't keep up with it all. I do apologize. The merits of the case. Let's talk about that for a second. The Pennsylvania case did have merits. I never said it didn't. I said the timing was off. The timing was off. That's what the state Supreme Court said. They should have gone after this when they, months before. People will say you can't file suit against a crime that hasn't happened. The crime happened when the bill was passed, not during the election. The crime happened when they said, hey guys, you can, anybody can get mail-in ballots, you know. Coronavirus, suspend the Constitution, mail-in ballots. Let's do this. Okay, that's when they should have filed suit. But this, and again, they being the state of Pennsylvania, but this is different because what Texas, the Texas ruling does need results in order for them to file suit. They're not contending that, they're not going up against the individual law, Act 77, in Pennsylvania. They're going after the bulk of these four states, and they're essentially stating that this is a coordinated effort to dilute their standing, their being the state of Texas, Texas voters. That does require the votes to already have been placed, or cast, I should say. So for every reason that I thought that the Pennsylvania case would fail, those are the reasons that I believe that the Texas case has stronger, much stronger merits. And I think there is a good chance, you know, call it a blessing. I shouldn't have even called it a blessing in disguise that Pennsylvania was shot down. It's more like it's not a blessing. It's a signal, I guess. It portends the potential for good things. If they thought, based on merits, that it wasn't a good case, they could have and likely very would have said that. If they agreed with the state Supreme Court that it was strictly about timing, they probably would have and could have and should have said that, but they said nothing. Okay, the ultra verbose Supreme Court said nothing. How does that happen? When does that happen? Very rarely, and usually only when there's a future case pending. And again, this case was already docketed before the decision came down. The Texas case was already docketed. When there's a future case pending, they don't want to prejudice. That's the one very rare occasion where they're like, nope, we're not going to see this. Sometimes they'll even say, nope, we're not going to rule on this one. We're not going to push this one forward because we think that it is too similar to another case. They can and sometimes do say that. But that's under the purview of the justice in control of that particular state. And in this case, the appellate justice is Alito. And he chose to say nothing. Kudos to him, potentially. I know a lot of people are saying, oh my gosh, he's a rhino. First and foremost, he's not a Republican at all. It doesn't matter whether he's Republican or Democrat. He's an originalist. Some would say that he is as, quote unquote, conservative and even potentially more conservative than Clarence Thomas. Okay. This isn't some deep state ploy. Okay. Samuel Alito he's not a deep state operative. He's not a closet leftist. He's not John Roberts, guys. He's just a really good justice. And we'll see if this does play out in our favor. Lucky Chuck in Feeders. Great, great. Oh, Lefty Chuck in Feeders. I like this. In Feeders. I hope I pronounced these right. Replying to Bolsey. So, I don't know what the context is, but we'll throw it up there anyway because it's a fun one. He says operations forces. Assuming he means special ops, spec ops, successfully seized Dominion voting systems servers held in a CIA server. I think that's the German thing. Could be, maybe not. And I actually hate to say it. I don't know very much about that. I tried to follow it. It got all sorts of weird. It is what it is. Paulus comments, Trump is clearly mentally ill, like a lot of his supporters. You know, the ad hominem attacks, when they start pulling that out, when they cannot say a word about the Georgia tape, when they cannot say anything about the affidavits, when they cannot justify how Joe Biden is exponentially more successful than their messiah, Barack Obama, they switch to ad hominem attacks. Yes, so Lefty Chuck does verify he was referring to the server captured in Frankfurt, Germany. That's one, you know, because there is so much information out there, and you know that a lot of it is conflicting and some of it may be misinformation, I'm going to wait until we see if anything comes from that. You know, anything that pertains to the CIA, you never know, okay? You just never know. If it bears fruit, awesome. If it doesn't, okay. But either way, that's not going to be I'm not going to be concerned about that part until it does something. Let's see. Affidavits by Trumpers hold little weight. This is, again, not quite an ad hominem attack, but an ignorant statement. Affidavit by Trumpers hold little weight in court and you're seeing the proof. No, we're not. Those affidavits, generally speaking, have not been presented in any court where there's over 1,000. So far, we've seen the number. So out of the, they like to say there's been 70 cases already shot down or 40 or whatever the number is. The number of actual cases from the Trump team is 4. Okay. And they're pushing through to the end. And this, again, this isn't even worth arguing. And I would say this to Trump supporters, don't try to debate them on this concept. Let them have this. Let them believe that when a lower district court or an appellate court dismisses a case, that's a victory for them. Don't tell them. Don't let them know that the only thing that matters is if and when the Supreme Court rules on it. Okay? That's it. They're going to be dismissed. It's the fastest path to get them to the Supreme Court. You know, the last thing we need is for a district court to say, okay, let's hear the case. You know, bring in the witnesses. Let's sit here for 4 days. Oh, sorry. You know, we'll go ahead and dismiss it now. These quick dismissals with little mini rants, that's the best possible scenario. Okay, faster we get to the Supreme Court, the better. And they know this. Okay, they do. They don't want to hear them. They don't. No district judge in the United States, conservative, progressive, whatever you want to call them, none of them want to touch this. None of them. Because they know. I mean, the one thing, judges do not like to be overruled. They don't like to have their cases appealed and then overruled by a higher court. They don't. They it's just easier to just dismiss and move on. Okay, Matthew Brown. Hi, Matthew. Matthew's been a good regular lately. Thank you for coming again through Facebook. Military court clears docket for next 10 days, ending on the 16th. Source, Office of the Military Commissions. 10 days of darkness? Curious. That is something that I know absolutely nothing about, and I am extraordinarily intrigued. And after this show, which I might have to curtail because that's so interesting, I'm going to learn about this. For those who didn't hear, military court clears docket for next 10 days, ending on the 16th. Source, Office of the Military Commissions. 10 days of darkness. Curiouser and curiouser. Let's see. Some Eric Swalwell. You knew there was going to be Eric Swalwell comments in here for sure. Okay, Ken wants to make a bet, $25. No, that's okay. Not, it has nothing to do with confidence. Again, betting is, I know a lot of people gamble, okay? And I understand it can be fun, you know, and the allure's there, but it's just not for me. I don't gamble on football or cards. I definitely don't gamble on politics. Oh, anecdotal. So let's be clear. Elantra Speaks says, because I refer to, they just wanted to dismiss and move on. Judge Linda Parker's dismissal in Michigan was nearly 100 pages long. As I recall, it's 84 pages long. And it was definitely a rant, you know. I'm not saying they don't want it on their dockets because this isn't a matter of not wanting to be in the spotlight or not wanting to get their name out there. Judges, generally speaking, are narcissists. Okay, I'm not suggesting that they want to just get rid of it, you know, like a hot potato. What I'm saying is that they don't want their courts to become a circus. Okay, and yes, and I did mention that they will write their rants and move on. I didn't say it had to be a short rant. In that case, with that particular judge, she used it as a platform to express her ultra progressive thoughts on the Constitution, which was odd. Use it to denounce conservatives. It needs to go to SCOTUS for the world to see. Absolutely. It absolutely does. Do you know what an affidavit is? It's just some Trump voter saying this and that without really knowing. Okay. Guys, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Don't be offended by the trolls. This is how they cope. Okay. This is fun for them. This is, you know, rather than doing whatever it is that they do, or maybe they just don't do anything else. They do like to try to keep your hopes down. And again, as I stated earlier, I'm done with trying to get everybody's hopes built up. This does come down to faith. My hopefulness that Trump is going to win, 90% certain, that I've been consistent about for a while. That is legit. That's real. And again, it's based on the fact that when you look at the facts, when you look at everything out there, when you see the truth, and again, it's funny because I know I haven't seen every chat, but still nobody's mentioned. Nobody's tried to debunk the Georgia video where there was clear and unambiguous voter fraud, where this went on for over 2 hours, where they had the machine capacity to be able to vote to sway upwards close to 30,000 votes in a state where Joe Biden won by approximately 12,500. Nobody wants to talk about that one. They just keep saying, show me the evidence. Don't sweat them. Don't worry about them. Wipe the dust off your feet and move on. Focus on the things that are important. We can and should be supporting those who are trying to help the president and the president himself. But we should also be working towards that eventuality. You know, regardless of who wins, there is going to be turmoil, especially when President Trump is victorious. There's going to be turmoil. Now, I was rebuked yesterday for saying there would be chaos and anarchy because they said that President Trump will quash it immediately, you know, because he will be unleashed. People have said, and I've agreed, I'm not disagreeing with this, but people have said, you know, the reason that he wasn't able to just send in the National Guard or send in Homeland Security all the time is because the left would complain, mainstream media would complain, it would hurt his election chances. But once the election is over, he'll be able to bring down the iron fist and stop all this violence. That's maybe true, but I think you overestimate the efficacy of widespread chaos in this regard. Okay, it doesn't have to be, oh, look, they're in the heart of downtown Portland, all bunched together. You know, 300 of them, send in 1,000 troops. It's not going to be that easy, folks. There is going to be chaos. There is going to be anarchy. Okay. These guys have been trained. They've been planning for this. They were prepared for this on election night. Notice it didn't happen. Why? Because things went weird. They're still prepared. So we need to be spreading the truth as much as possible. We need to be praying for our president, for our nation. And if that does end up being Joe Biden, we have to be praying for him, okay? Maybe not praying for his success, but praying that whatever the Chinese Communist Party has on him, that he's able to overcome it so that we don't have what we believe will be a CCP-run government. A nameless, faceless troll blab says, it's over, buddy, curtains closed, and show's over, time to pack it up. Again, just... this is how they cope, okay? They're the ones on my show throwing out attacks. They're the ones who have nothing better in their lives than to make funny comments like that. Be kind to them. Be nice to them. They're the ones that are going to be hit hardest when the truth comes. Yes, you mentioned that before, Boelsa. If I disagree with you, I am a troll. It's called my opinion, just like your opinion. I don't know if you're talking to somebody else. There are trolls and there are people that disagree. And I think I've differentiated between the two. When somebody comes on here and says, pack it up, buddy, that's a troll. When somebody comes in here and says, why does a billionaire need $500 million in legal defense donations? That's a very good question. That's not just trolling. Okay. Why does a billionaire need $500 million in legal defense donations? It's a good question, especially if he loses. Now, keep in mind, guys, they can't keep the money. These are considered campaign donations. This is one of the reasons that Sidney Powell had to separate from, because she wasn't going to be able to get paid and she couldn't raise money without it being going through the FEC. So, you know, that's one of the reasons she had to separate from the Trump campaign, because she needs that kind of money and she needs more money they were willing to give. Let's see. Michael Kogan, I hope this is a long one, so I hope I'm not throwing up something that's bad. Trump has been preparing for this for years. He's letting this play out for public awareness. It's very, very possible. He has receipts. He can drop hammer on Biden at any time. He was tweeting about vote switches in 2012. Yes, he was. Now, I'm not one who is so hopeful that, you know, I didn't buy into the whole thing that, hey guys, there's barcodes and blockchain and this is all a big trap. Okay. And I'm not buying into the notion that President Trump's just, you know, he's got this in the bag. He might. Okay. He might have something up his sleeve that we don't know about. We'll see. Okay. But I'm not going to bank on that. Let's see. What else? As soon as he's announced publicly the winner, he will have to invoke the Insurrection Act. That's possible as well. White Hat hacker captured all Dominion activity. That I've heard that as well. And I've heard multiple of them. Have you? There's. It's funny that we haven't heard much about this. And it's a great point that there have been White Hat hackers. Who's the, I forgot his name, the CEO or the former CEO, of co-founder or whatever of Overstock has paid a lot of money to hire even White Hat hackers to find the digital forensic evidence to basically track all this down. There have been reports of hackers who are watching in real time and recording as votes were being sent overseas. Okay. This is all been out there, except we haven't seen anything from it, which leads me to believe there's only two possibilities. Either they didn't find anything and we won't hear anything about it, or they found a ton and they're waiting for the right moment. And again, we have about a month, you know, call it 27 days to get this sorted out. We're at approximately halftime, a little bit, you know, it's, I hate using football analogies because I don't want you the NFL anymore, but this is essentially, you know, is 5 minutes have gone by in the third quarter. That's where we stand. You know, we're down by 2 touchdowns. Far from over. Not that I'm a Tom Brady fan, but it's kind of like we got Tom Brady on our side. Michelle Kogan, stop talking nonsense. Biden will never get anywhere near the White House. I'm not sure who she was replying to. Again, guys, I get the feed. It streams quickly because I get it from all the various venues at one time. So whoever she's replying to, I agree. She's right. You guys are wrong. Biden will never be anywhere near the White House. Well, he will probably. He will probably be there on Inauguration Day cheering, you know, reluctantly cheering on President Trump as he is re-inaugurated. Let's see, Matthew Brown. Did you see Jenna Ellis tested positive for COVID? No, I did not. There's no shock there. They were sitting next to each other. She was sitting next to Rudy Giuliani every day for weeks. Without a mask, so be it. You know, I'm not a mask fan. Patrick Byrne, thank you. You know, I'm not one who's fearful of COVID-19. Then again, I'm also not 73. So I think if I were 73, I'd probably be wearing a mask. But I am not, and so I don't. Oh, out here in California, we get the lockdowns. I do get dirty looks every day. So far, nobody's gone full Karen on me and yelled at me, but that's probably because I'm so intimidating. Paulus, I've had enough of these Trump loonies. I'm going to back to work. Thank you for tuning in. Get back to work. Bob Mann, the black hats won't roll over easily. They will take more and more extreme measures and continue to use deception and coercion. Again, I don't know the context there. I don't, but we will see. Bo is in Malibu. Yeah, Malibu. We you know, this California lockdown, don't want to change subjects, but just briefly, we got a text message today out here in California using the emergency alert system, formerly known as the emergency broadcast system. Okay, this is supposed to be used if they're, hey, tsunami is going to hit in 8 minutes, or hey, child abducted, here's the license plate number. It's not supposed to be used with, hey, I don't know if you've heard, but there's this pandemic called COVID-19, and it's bad. And so be sure to wear your mask. Be sure to social distance. Stay home. Don't go out. Don't do anything. You're non-essential. That's how you're going to use the emergency alert system, Governor Gavin Newsom? Man, he's such a turd. Okay. Okay, I'm done with the trolls. Terry says it right. Terry says, oops, sorry, scrolled past it. Terry says, And we'll leave it with this. Name calling is how trolls cope. It really is. You know, they don't go on the show. They don't go on the shows and troll for the sake of, you know, trying to be a public service. Okay. They're not really trying to educate people. They're trying to make you feel bad. They're trying to make you lose hope. They're trying to make you lose faith. But perhaps more importantly, it's like therapy for them. It makes them feel good. That's why I always say, be nice to them. Be nice to trolls. Be nice to those who have to do this stuff. So to recap, Pennsylvania ruling today, it's potentially, it could mean that the Supreme Court is looking at the Texas case, which is now being looked at by Alabama, Louisiana, potentially Florida. I think it was, who was it? Somebody was on with Bannon today. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, who is the former congressman and now the GOP chair in Texas. He said that he anticipates there will be 10 states that join the lawsuit. And I can see that. I could definitely see 10 states joining this lawsuit. Okay. You need 10 attorneys general who are in red states, who have a beef and who have Republicans, a Republican attorney general. And there's definitely more than 10. So, we will see. And if they do, then that does give us even more firepower. The fact that the Pennsylvania decision did not include a statement or any context at all as to why they dismissed it, that is a good thing. Because again, most of the times when they don't give you reasons, it's because they don't want to prejudice future decisions that are going to be similar. And the Texas lawsuit is very similar. It is. Now, people will say the fact that it's docketed, not to throw a damper on it, but let's state the facts. Let's be consistent. People say, oh, but this one got docketed, so that means that they're going to take it seriously. That is not necessarily the case. In lawsuits between states, when one state is suing another state, there is only one place, one court that can adjudicate it, and that is the Supreme Court. So this could be, oh, yes, they're taking it seriously, or it could be, crap, all right, I guess it's up to us. Go and throw it on the docket. Let's just get this over with. Okay, I'm not saying that's what it is. I'm just saying don't assume that just because it's on the docket that it means that it's a slam dunk. It may very well be, or it might be a quick one-sentence dismissal once again. There are many cases working their way up through the system as we speak. Will any of those cases hit? I think so. I think a lot of them will. People keep talking about the domino. I think there will be a domino effect very soon. In the next 3 or 4 weeks. Potentially this week. Potentially next week. Potentially never. We're all just speculating. But I do know this for sure. That just as Gideon was told that it would be through faith, he was told that it would be by the hand of God that the Israelites will be able to defeat the Midianites. So too do I believe that this could be a similar, I'm not saying it is, but this could be a similar situation where things just get so bad that we need a miracle. And then when that miracle comes, we'll realize as a nation that this miracle could only have come from the Lord. That it's not Justice Alito saving us. It's not Rudy Giuliani saving us. It's not Linwood or Sidney Powell saving us. It's not Ted Cruz. It's not Mike Kelly, it's not J.D. Rucker, but it was God. And if none of this works out and Joe Biden is inaugurated, we will move on. We will find something. But until that point, people saying move on, people saying, oh, you're causing problems, ignore them. We are not. As of right now, Joe Biden is neither the president-elect nor the president. He's not. Legally speaking, he is not. Realistically speaking, he is not. We have to keep all that stuff in mind. Lord willing, I will be back very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, you guys stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.